I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. The Chinese New Year starts this weekend, and if you happen to be in New York, you can catch the Lunar New Year Parade in Chinatown. One of the big thrills is the Lion Dance. But if you look underneath the lion head, you might be surprised who you find there. Here's Alina Simone.
On the fourth floor of a shabby walk-up fronting one of Chinatown's busiest streets, lions are dancing. That is, lion dancing. The Chinese Freemasons Athletic Club, more on that name in a sec, hosts the longest-running lion dance troupe in New York City. For this year's Lunar New Year Parade, duos will again don giant papier-mâché heads and colorful synthetic tails to cavort through the streets. It'll be the club's 61st annual parade. The dancers make it look easy, but that head can weigh up to 30 pounds, and swiveling it around on your forearms when you can see almost nothing but your feet requires a lot of flexibility, strength, and balance.
It's not like in the movies. The guy reads a book and then he's flying through the air.
This is Carlin Chan, one of the club's veteran lion dancers. He joined the troupe as a 10-year-old back in the late 60s. Carlin explains the Chinese Freemasons practice a form of southern lion dancing based on kung fu.
You had to learn martial arts before your particular sifu, as they call your particular instructor, would teach you the basics of lion dancing, because the lion dancing was for the top students.
When I arrive, about 9 guys are hunched in a wide, low squat known as the horse stance. Their teacher, though, is a woman.
You guys tend to sit back. It's not sitting back, it's sitting down.
Considering martial arts is almost equally popular with men as with women in the U.S., this shouldn't be surprising. But lion dancing has traditionally been reserved for men. And the same goes for membership in the Chinese Freemasons.
It was a bachelor society. Women were not allowed in.
The Chinese Freemasons, no relation to European Freemasonry, were founded in the late 1800s to support immigrants from China.
They had these halls where people came in to get news from home villages or whatnot.
The club remains steeped in tradition. Back when Carlin joined, it was still all male and all Chinese. But in the 70s, they started letting non-Chinese kids who wanted to lion dance become members. And in the 80s, the Chinese Freemasons became one of the first New York Chinatown troops to welcome women lion dancers.
I guess somewhere a long time ago, someone decided, hey, we're in the U.S. now. Let's do something different.
Prima Lai joined the Chinese Freemasons 15 years ago when she was 12. Her stepfather, who's a member, offered her a deal.
He talked to some friends and he said, well, if you want to join the Freemasons, you can get kung fu classes for free. I said, free kung fu classes? Who's not going to say yes, right?
The catch? She had to learn how to lion dance too. That's actually how the club earns most of its money. There was only one other female member at the time, but for Prima, that wasn't an issue.
I think what I really liked about being in that class was that there was no special girl treatment. You do the same number of push-ups, you do the same number of sit-ups.
Today, Prima is an instructor, and there is definitely still no special girl treatment.
Like, there are certain weeks where we'll do about 500 push-ups in a night.
17-year-old Avril Saavedra joined the Chinese Freemasons last year. After volunteering as a runner, someone who dashes into shops along the parade route to see if they'll pay for a performance, she came with a friend, Prima's sister.
And once I came up here and I saw what it was, I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I said, would it be possible for me to join? Which was kind of out there for me because, well, first, I'm not Chinese.
Actually, Avril was born in Uruguay.
Surrounded by cows. But my friend said, if you're willing to do a lot of work and to have a lifelong commitment to this club, then you can join us.
And becoming a full-time member can take years. Despite their openness to new members like Avril, there are still only 3 active women lion dancers in the troupe, out of about 60. Something Prima attributes to the hardcore training, but also
some lingering, I guess, anti-female traditions. Like, for example, women are not allowed to touch the head if they're on their period because the lion head is supposed to bring you good luck, and if you're bleeding, it's bad luck. I think nobody wants to be that person to say, let's forget what our ancestors told us, you know?
Avril is aware some retro attitudes toward women persist, but says,
we as a group are trying to change that.
Next fall, Avril is moving to Boston for college, but she still plans to come back to Lion Dance in New York's Lunar New Year parade and to keep up her membership in the club. The Masonic commitment, Chinese or not, is real. For the world, this is Alina Simone from Chinatown, New York.